I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Smoky Mountain News reporter Corey Valancourt. Corey, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Matt.
We do have a benefit concert this weekend at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. Gladys Knight is the headliner of it. Who else is going to be there with her, and what is the show benefiting?
Well, that's right, Matt. Gladys Knight, the Empress of Soul, Motown legend herself. She does have a home in the area and some ties to this area. But this show, the 29th Sunday at 8 p.m., also features Little Big Town, country sensation, very well-known band, as well as who Gladys calls some of her friends. So there's some surprises that we've been promised, and also local band Lyric. It just sounds like a star-studded, really exciting event, but it's also for a very different purpose than just entertainment.
And what is that purpose?
Outside of the town of Canton in Haywood County is a little African-American community called Gibson Town, and it surrounds an old school called the Reynolds School. It was a segregated school where all the African-American children in Haywood County went to school at a certain time in our nation's history. Since that time, it's kind of fallen into disrepair, but recently it was purchased by a guy who went to the school, and his name is Billy McDowell. Billy grew up in rural Haywood County and happens to be married to Gladys Knight, and so they have kind of come up with this idea where they've gotten a hold of the building, they purchased it, and they want to start a community foundation, and that is kind of geared to going back towards what Billy remembers of growing up in Haywood County.
And you were able to talk to both of them from our studios here. Tell us a bit of what they were what Billy was telling you about growing up at that time and going to that school.
As I said earlier, it was a segregated school, so it was a very different world than we see today. However, he has some very distinct memories of what it was like to grow up in Haywood County.
It was a very free childhood. You were able to, you know, to pick apples off the tree, grapes off the vine, you know, cherries and all those things. And you played, it was just a free time. You played football at the school in that field that we now have, all kind of athletics that we played. It was probably one of the best childhoods that you could ask for, not knowing, and the world was shut off from you. You know what I mean? It was a very, very boxed-in world. That world was all you knew. You know, it was in, there was, you know, the internet wasn't here, and so the only thing we had was the 6 and 11 o'clock news, which we never watched as kids.
So what do they plan to do with this school?
Billy told me that there's a broken window syndrome going on there now, where if you walk around all day, every day as a child in dilapidation, you don't have high expectations for your own life or your own situation. So he wants to revitalize it to that shining community that he recalls from his youth. They plan to offer substance abuse treatment counseling, daycare, food pantry services, and just a kind of a hub for the community to coalesce around. And of course, we know in rural Western North Carolina, there are lots of social needs, and they're not always met by the social agencies or the municipalities that are able to fund them. So this will be quite a welcome addition, and this concert that benefits the Reynolds School Foundation is the first step in renovating the building and the grounds and starting to work on some of this programming that they'd like to offer.
It would be a community center, so how would this center help the community if it goes along the plan that Gladys and Billy have for it?
A lot of what Billy told me centered around the loss of community and how a school can serve as kind of the linchpin of that community. And Gladys said the same thing. She grew up in Atlanta, but she told me that it was a similar situation. Your school was the centerpiece of your community and your family life, and that's where all your friends were. And she wonders aloud if we even have such a society anymore.
So again, the show is Sunday at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, and it'll be Gladys Knight and guests. Who knows who that may end up being, correct?
That's right. I haven't heard anything through the grapevine, but supposedly she's got some special guests that'll be appearing, and they're also going to talk a little bit about the community center as well. So Billy did say it's going to be a fun night, and 100% of the proceeds are going to the Reynolds School Foundation.
Well, Corey Valancourt, neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye, but we will have to in this case until we talk again.
I never can say goodbye.